In local news, supporters of Measure K are facing another uphill battle when it comes to defending the proposed Humboldt County Sanctuary Initiative. Eric V. Kirk, a local attorney and advocate for Measure K, says several county officials created misconceptions about how much a county sanctuary law would actually impact local law enforcement resources.
And the biggest figure by far is the one put forth by the Sheriff's Department of $80,000 to $130,000 per year, which we feel is just outlandish. There is no way that this Measure K would lead to that much work for what he referred to as tracking and reporting. The mm-hmm. only thing that Measure K requires the sheriff's office to track and report is their own communications back and forth to and from ICE.
Those numbers reported were from an article by the Times Standard. But the numbers were not confirmed to KHSU this week by Sheriff William Hansel, who did not have direct estimates available.
It doesn't make any sense that he would have to expend $80,000 to $130,000 worth of hours, of salary hours or wage hours, in order to write these two semiannual reports. And that's the only thing that, in terms of tracking and reporting, that Measure K demands of the sheriff.
Kirk, however, did provide an estimate on how much the tracking and reporting would cost annually through observations of the probation department, which came out to around $1,250 to $2,400. Another misconception that Kirk and advocates challenge is the idea that Humboldt County already implements enough sanctuary protection under SB 54, which is known as California Sanctuary Bill, and the California Trust Act. Kirk says Measure K is another layer of protection for Humboldt County immigrant communities in case state laws change.
We want to have a measure which stands alone regardless of the fate of SB 54. If the legislature ever changes of political turns, we want to have something that is unique to Humboldt County. And the sheriff currently isn't interested in any extensive joint task force, involvement with ICE, and that's great. But what about the next sheriff or the sheriff after that? We want a policy that we know that this cooperation is, beyond what is the legal minimum is not going to happen.
Kirk also says there are some points in Measure K that differentiate it from SB 54. Measure K does not have the same exemptions for past criminal convictions. They also take certain protocols for civil immigration violations if a warrant for an arrest is issued. And they give undocumented immigrants more parental rights when it comes to determining who will take care of their child if they are deported. Measure K will be voted on in this November's election cycle. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.